Hey everyone. Welcome back to the Origin Podcast. I'm Jamie.
And I'm Alex. Today we've got a really fascinating paper to dig into, and honestly, this one's pretty wild.
Oh, you're not kidding. So we're looking at research from Gamble and colleagues published in Molecular Cell, and it's all about this protein called IFI-16.
IFI-16, which stands for interferon gamma-inducible factor 16, if anyone's wondering. But here's the thing. We usually think of IFI-16 as an immune sensor, right? Like it detects viral DNA and triggers an immune response.
Exactly. But what this team discovered is that IFI-16 has this whole other job that nobody really knew about. It's actually protecting our DNA during replication stress.
Which is kind of a big deal, because replication stress happens all the time in our cells. Like when cells are dividing and copying their DNA, things can go wrong. The replication machinery can stall, get blocked.
Right. And when that happens, you get these stalled replication forks. And if those aren't protected properly, the DNA can get degraded, which leads to genome instability and, well, potentially cancer.
So let's break down what they found. First off, they showed that when cells experience replication stress, they used hydroxyurea in their experiments, which depletes nucleotides and stalls replication. There's this immediate inflammatory response.
And that's interesting, because the inflammation happens before there's even significant DNA damage. Like, within a couple of hours, they're seeing activation of NF-kappa-B, which is this transcription factor that drives inflammatory cytokine production.
Yeah, and here's where it gets really interesting. They found that this early inflammatory response requires IFI-16 and STING. That's the adaptor protein. But it doesn't need cGAS.
Which is super unexpected, because normally when we think about DNA sensing and inflammation, we think about the cGAS STING pathway, right?
Exactly. So what they're proposing is that IFI-16 is directly detecting these stalled replication forks as a danger signal. It's like the cell has a surveillance system that says, hey, something's wrong with DNA replication. We need to respond to this.
And they proved that IFI-16 actually binds to the nascent DNA at these stalled forks. They used this technique called IPOND, isolation of proteins on nascent DNA, and showed that IFI-16 physically associates with the newly synthesized DNA when replication is stalled.
Okay, so that's the sensing part. But then they discovered this whole other function. When they knocked out IFI-16 in cells, and looked at what happened during replication stress.
The nascent DNA got chewed up. They saw significant degradation of the newly replicated DNA. So IFI-16 isn't just detecting the problem, it's actively protecting the DNA from nucleases.
And we're talking about some pretty important nucleases here. MRE11, XO1, and DNA2. These are enzymes that can degrade DNA, and normally there are protection mechanisms in place. The BRCA proteins, BRCA1 and BRCA2, the breast cancer genes, they're major players in fork protection.
Which brings us to maybe the most clinically relevant finding. They showed that IFI-16 is actually required for interferon beta to rescue fork protection in BRCA-deficient cells.
Right, so there was this previous observation that if you treat BRCA-deficient cells with interferon beta, it somehow restores their ability to protect replication forks. But nobody knew how that worked.
And now we know it's because interferon induces IFI-16 expression. IFI-16 is an interferon-stimulated gene, so when you add interferon, you get more IFI-16, and that compensates for the loss of BRCA function.
They even showed that just overexpressing IFI-16 by itself, without interferon treatment, was enough to restore fork protection in BRCA1 or BRCA2 deficient cells. That's potentially huge for understanding therapy resistance in BRCA mutant cancers.
Absolutely. And I love how they demonstrated the mechanism. They did these in vitro assays showing that recombinant IFI-16 protein directly inhibits the nuclease activity of both MRE11 and DNA2.
So it's physically blocking these nucleases from accessing the DNA. And the binding studies they did were really cool too. They showed IFI-16 can bind to different DNA structures, linear double-stranded DNA, three-way junctions, four-way junctions.
Which makes sense, because reversed replication forks have these four-way junction structures. When a fork stalls and reverses, you get this chicken foot structure with four DNA arms meeting at a junction.
And they showed that IFI16's association with mesenchymal DNA depends on SMARCL1, which is one of the enzymes that catalyzes fork reversal. So IFI16 is specifically recognizing these remodeled, reversed forks.
What I find really interesting is this dual functionality. IFI16 is both a sensor, triggering inflammation, and a protector, preventing DNA degradation. It's like a guard protein that says danger, but also actively shields the DNA.
Yeah, and this fits into a bigger picture about how the immune system and DNA repair pathways are interconnected. We're learning that these systems don't operate in isolation. There's constant crosstalk between DNA damage responses and innate immunity.
Especially in cancer, right? Because cancer cells often have elevated replication stress, and they're frequently treated with chemotherapies that cause even more replication stress. Understanding how cells respond to that could be really important for therapy.
And they showed this response is preserved in multiple cancer cell lines, bladder cancer, melanoma. So it's not just a quirk of one cell type. This seems to be a fundamental cellular response.
One thing I'm curious about is what determines when IFI16 gets recruited to forks. Like, is it just the presence of the reversed fork structure, or are there other factors involved?
Good question. They showed it depends on fork reversal happening. When they depleted SMARCL1 or ZRANB3, the fork remodeling enzymes, IFI16 association with nascent DNA was reduced. But yeah, the exact recruitment mechanism, that's probably something for future studies.
And I wonder about the inflammatory response aspect. They saw cytokine production within hours of replication stress. What's the purpose of that inflammation? Is it signaling to the immune system, or is it more about cell autonomous stress responses?
That's a great question. In the context of infection, you'd want to alert the immune system. But during replication stress in normal cells or cancer cells, it might be more about, I don't know, maybe preparing the cell for damage or signaling to neighboring cells.
Right. And thinking about cancer specifically, IFI16 is apparently amplified in some cancers. Could that be a way for cancer cells to cope with their elevated replication stress?
That would make sense, actually. If you're a cancer cell with oncogene-induced replication stress, having extra IFI16 to protect your forks might be advantageous. It could even contribute to chemotherapy resistance if the cancer is being treated with replication stress-inducing drugs.
Which brings us back to the BRCA connection. BRCA mutations are common in breast and ovarian cancers, and these tumors are often treated with PARP inhibitors or platinum-based chemotherapy that cause replication stress.
And if IFI16 can compensate for BRCA deficiency and fork protection, that could be a resistance mechanism. But it might also be targetable, right? Like if we understand this pathway better, maybe we could develop therapies that exploit it.
Exactly. Or conversely, maybe boosting IFI16 could be protective in some contexts. It's complex, but that's what makes it interesting.
So to wrap up, what this paper really shows is that IFI16 has this previously unknown role as a replication fork protection factor, and it links fork stalling to inflammatory responses. It's sensing replication stress as a danger signal and responding both by protecting the DNA and by triggering inflammation.
And it does all this through a C-gas-independent but STING-dependent pathway, which is distinct from how we usually think about DNA damage sensing. Plus, it's required for interferon-mediated rescue of fork protection in BRCA-deficient cells, which has real clinical implications.
This is the kind of research that really changes how we think about cellular stress responses. It's not just about DNA repair or just about immunity. These systems are deeply integrated.
Absolutely. Huge thanks to Gamble, Ward, Wheeler, and all the colleagues who worked on this. Really elegant study.
Definitely. And if you're interested in reading the full paper, it's in Molecular Cell, January 2026 issue. We'll have a link in the show notes.
Thanks for listening to the Origene podcast, everyone. If you enjoyed this episode, make sure to subscribe and share it with your science friends.
We'll Catch you next time with more cutting-edge research. Until then, stay curious.